Welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show. This podcast is sponsored by Scale Up Consulting, helping FinTech startups create a scalable organization to support an ever-increasing demand. When you're ready to grow, reach out to us at richard@scaleupconsulting.co. Now, over to the show with Richard Doty, founder and host.
Hello, FinTech leaders. And today we're talking to Alberto. Alberto is the CEO and founder of Fortify Languages. And today we're going to dive into something slightly different. We're going to dive into why passion is so important when you're starting and scaling up your business. So welcome, Alberto. Really looking forward to diving into this conversation today.
Just without homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any kind of homework. So if they, for example, that's the point. I mean, we don't want to lie. We want just to make the proper communication for them. The most important thing is to focus on a good marketing team.
And tell me more about that. Tell me more about your focus on communication, your focus on marketing. What is your vision? What are you seeing that look like?
Yeah, it looks like there are a lot of people that, for example, or teachers like me, that my accent maybe is not the best. Maybe you can think like, okay, at the beginning you can say maybe this guy is not the perfect or the example of teacher for learning languages. But I can tell you that even with my level, people learn even more because they feel more comfortable. And that's because the way of connection. And when you, for example, focus the marketing only to say, we have native teachers, I say, that's great. You have a native teacher. That's fantastic. But maybe my clients don't need that native teachers today. Maybe who need a native teachers is maybe me, because I need a native teacher to go for the next level. But maybe one person who is starting, they only need to feel comfortable, to lose that fear, and to feel like they are really enjoying English. So marketing, when I see the vision of our marketing, is more like, we don't need to sell people. We don't need to say, okay, come here and take a teacher. You know, if you want, I think we need to change that message. And we need to say, I mean, certifications are fine, but we really want to teach you English in a beautiful way and just enjoy and be honest. You know, I think today there are a lot of liars, we can say, and it's true that they want to sell you the perfect, that with their products, your life is going to be better. But with my product or the product that we are creating, we don't say that your life is going to be better. I don't know if your life is going to be better. You know, I only know that you are going to enjoy English and that's going to be fantastic for you.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, any communication that you send out as a company, as an individual, needs to be authentic. Yes. And if it's not authentic, it's then synthetic, and who knows what's going to happen. But I hear you. It's a passionate message that goes out to your audience and says to them, listen, we know you got problem 1, 2, and 3. We've got a nice course for you. Come in. Come join the community and let's learn together. And let's take you from here to here. And we'll hold hands and we'll be together.
Yeah, I think, right, because I remember now that one of the points, critical points for us, or we can say the key of the question here of our marketing, will be the branding. And I can tell you that today and in the future, I am sure that it's going to be, because when we talk about Oxford, we talk about Cambridge, we understand where are these companies in the market. We really know what are they doing, maybe because they were doing the same for a long time. I don't know, but everybody understands that it's the traditional way. And after, you also, if you talk about marketplaces or other companies, you know that they are going to connect you with a teacher. But what else? Finally, you have the Duolingo, you have these kind of companies that they offer to you content. But I think if we really can focus in a good branding, we really can transmit something with our name and enter in the mind of our client, that will be awesome, because there are no competitors. There is like, okay, I know this is an online academy. I know this is a traditional academy, but Fortify is totally different. Fortify is another thing. And that's why one of the key of our strategies in marketing is to looking for that perfect name and that perfect logotype that automatically people can trust that logotype. I think that's one of our focus, really. We are super focused on that question.
Yeah, I hear you. If you get branding right and that part of it, you need to, if you get it right, I think you need to rise above the noise.
Yeah, that's the most difficult part.
It is the most difficult part.
We will get it. I'm sure of that. No, but finally, is that only, I'm sorry for the interruption, just to say that today, marketing, I think image are fine. For example, in Facebook ads, you can see some image like, this is the methodology, whatever, it's fine. But if you create videos, trustable videos with real people that they were a program, for example, that will be much more easier for us to really avoid all this noise.
Yeah, I hear you. And as you're walking through the process of building your team, building your product, iterating your product, putting together and stitching together your marketing and sales department, I guess, how are you approaching all of these big decisions? Because they're not small, right? These things are going to play out positively in the future. So what's your approach to decision-making?
Yeah, I think for the correct decision-making, we need to really have a good advisors. I think that's one of the keys, especially at the beginning, in a very early stage, we need to trust people with more experience than us. And we need to really understand that all these kind of decisions are going to be better with different advisors or for example, also I think it's really important to listen to the client, because finally decision-making is fine. But before, if you don't have the proper information, you cannot decide correctly. And we really need, and I focus so much on that, and I think clients is one of the most important things, especially I think the last time I told you that to build a team, we need to understand the core of the company. If we understand which is the core of our company, we can build the perfect team. But if I, for example, create a team only in technology, maybe that's fine. We are going to have the perfect application, but we are forgetting the most important thing, that is our methodology. So when you understand that our core, for example, in technology today is only connect people, you don't need so much people working on that. Maybe you need more people listening to the client. You need more people developing that methodology. That's, for example, the way that we are doing with these advisors, for sure, that they are helping to us with different meetings every week. I think that's fine. But also, something I think is important is to maintain, as I told you before, to keep that vision. If you don't keep that vision, decision-making is going to be crazy for everyone. And we are going to be changing all the time, like, now maybe we can go there or maybe to the other. No, that's not the way. Mm-hmm. We only want to have that clear. I think decision-making will be much easier and beautiful.
Yeah. And again, as you walk along the journey as a founder, because you are a founder, you're an artist, you're creating your own destiny. Yeah. Founders are artists. They've got a picture in their head, a vision in their head, and they're trying to paint it, and they're using different colors. Sometimes they get it wrong, and sometimes they have to iterate, but sort of that's what we're doing, right? And that's what you're doing. You're a great founder.
Thank you.
But what life lessons are you actually learning? What's changing in Alberto that you look back a year or two, you go, bloody hell.
Incredible question.
This is awesome.
I didn't expect that question at all. I think I'm changing all the time, yeah. Every day. Today, I'm not the same person that yesterday, for example. Yeah. But especially with this experience, I'm changing a lot my way of thinking, for sure. I think that if you have the vision, of, for example, how your company should be, you also should have a vision on first, to understand which kind of problems you have today, which kind of weaknesses are in your life. You need to have a vision of you. You need to, for example, to create a strategy through different objectives like, and when you really understand all these points, you can feel different. And that's the point.
But this is the thing. This is business is life, right? Business is life. And you're a founder, so it's a passion. You love languages, and if you don't move this forward with your life, there's sort of no point, right? It becomes boring, it becomes a job.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's why I am all the time just trying to understand myself. I think that's the most important thing. When you understand yourself, you can really feel differently. And yeah, that's the most important for sure.
And as you step out the boat and maybe you look, as a captain looks into the future, you know, there's the island. What questions are you starting to ask yourself as you build out your team, as you build out your business to make certain that you achieve your vision?
Yeah, I think there are two questions that for sure are essential today. That is, for example, the first is that all this stuff we are creating today is going to be profitable or not. Because maybe we are doing something that in the way that we are thinking is not profitable. So that's why to answer that question, we are talking with different consultants in Barcelona, and we are trying to understand our financial model, our financial plan, all this stuff, unit economics and all these points. And the second question is like what I told you before about the branding of the company.
Yeah.
So if you know what is the gap, or you can really understand what is the gap after, it's going to be better for the growth and for scale up the company. But if you are building something and you believe that you are in a specific part of the market, and after not, everything that you create before, it's not going to be good. So obviously, I think that's one of the questions that are always in the mind, you know, where are we going? Obviously, that island. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's good. And I know we've spoken about this before when we've had our sort of one-on-one chats off air, but as a founder, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to continue to learn. And I always like to ask my guests, how are they doing this? Yeah, you give me a book that you're reading, or give me a YouTube channel that you're following, or a podcast that you're listening to that you think is relevant for our audience and for the listeners of the show.
Well, first, I need to say that before, in the past, I was reading a lot of different books from many different authors, but finally, I realized about something. Okay, if you are an entrepreneur, you should read more about entrepreneurship, but I like it, but also I like to read. So I was reading from different things. And finally, I say, okay, I need to find specific books. For example, The Fundable Startup. That's the book that I'm reading today. And I think also founders should be humble enough to understand that we need to continue learning. And that's why I'm trying to understand what, for example, what investors are looking for, or all these kind of points that finally you need to know how to value your company. You need to make that match. So that's one of the books that I'm reading today. And in the past, one book that helped me a lot was The Law of Efficiency, the 80-20. Finally, it seems incredible also, because when you understand that law, you don't use it only for your company, you use it for your life. In all this process that we are changing all the time, that you asked to me something and I was even nervous thinking about all these changes in my life, really, I was like, oh my God. Changing, apply this law in your life, and you focus all your energy, you know, in the 80% that is more efficient for you, or you consider that is more efficient, because maybe it's not economical. It's not economic point. So maybe for me, can be something that is not creating so much money, but for me, it's the most important thing. So I take all my energy and I focus in that. Sorry, I say 80% in that 20%, that 20% and the 80% we delayed of our mind. And podcast, I like so much How to Build This from NPR.
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful. There are a lot of stories of these founders, great founders also. And some weeks ago, I started to read, to listen to the podcast of Seed Rocket. Mm-hmm. It's an accelerator in Spain. And also I like to know about our atmosphere, our country, because I'm living in France, but I like so much Spain and I miss them a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, to your point, I mean, I think as you walk through this journey, it's actually not always about the dollar sign at the end of it. And it's so much more than that, isn't it? Happiness, fulfillment, and passionate way of living is most probably more success than any, green dollar sign or in your bank account.
I know. I mean, I don't really know what is the successful for other people, yeah. but I know what is to be successful for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was 1 year that I was not earning the same, like when I was working in a corporate or at the European Parliament, one of the richest countries in the world is Luxembourg. Now I started to, you know, for, I don't know, for free with different students. But for me, that was even more important, you know, for my mind to understand that I had the freedom enough to decide what I'm doing with my life and to live something that I really want to live. Not someone is telling to me that I need to live. So even my family, they sometimes at the beginning, of course, they say to me, Alberto, but you need to come back to Spain. You know, Malaga is so beautiful. And I say, yeah, that's right. But today I need to stay here. And that's why I don't think other points more than in my life, for example, with my girlfriend, with the people that is supporting to me every day. So that makes me more happy than nothing.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, and that's an important message for everyone. And I think eloquently put, mate. And thanks for saying that. So we come to the end of the show. It's been an awesome show. I loved it. And you hit a high note because that's a bit of a passionate message that we leave on. And I just want to say thank you because it's been a nice ride. It's been a nice talk today. And we've dived into various parts. And I say thank you because you've opened up. You've opened up about some other things that maybe were unexpected, but I've enjoyed it.
Yes. No, but I think that's, I mean, I need to say also thank you for everything that you are doing for us. And these kind of opportunities are great. I know that after we are going to talk again, that's going to create a good friendship. And that's the most beautiful thing. Yeah, I mean, finally, this experience was only my experience, but I will keep in touch with you and listening also your podcast that is, you know, also with a lot of beautiful and incredible and passionate founders. So, yeah, awesome. Keep it going.
Awesome, mate.
Thank you.